How has Bob brought us to God realization without even being in this country?
Pardon?
How has Bob brought us to God realization without being in this country?
No, distances make no difference at all. If the avatar has to give God realization to anybody, he can give in a click like this. What is the distance? Thousands of miles distance. When he says that I am everything, I am in everything and every being, that means he is ever everywhere. He utilizes sometimes different mediums to impart, to give that blessings. But without the medium, he can work it out. Now, there are certain saints who without the medium cannot reach his blessing. And a saint can reach his blessings only up to the extent that he has himself reached and experienced. Beyond him, it is not possible for him to do so. But here is the master who is in everything, who knows everything, who is all-powerful. Any benefit he has to reach anybody at any time, at any distance, makes no difference for him. He can do it. He doesn't even need the help of any medium through which he passes his blessings. He can go directly to the person. Now the difficulty only arises whether an individual, on whose behalf of course this blessing is to be given, this benefit is to be given, is in a position to receive it. He is ever there. He is right here. He wants to give you so much. But are we really capable of receiving it? That is the point. It is something like a high voltage of an electric current, you see. If he were to release that current into a small wire, it will immediately get fused. So the wire has to be strong. It has to sustain that blessing. It has to sustain his universal love. Receive it first of all, then sustain it. So all the time goes in preparing every human being, so that he can keep himself open and he becomes capable of receiving his blessings.
Are you and the other close mandali concerned with God realization?
Yes, in the beginning some of us were. But after Baba made us forget about God realization completely. Because Baba said that whatever you wish for and you ask for, it is your own desire. And the precondition is to really know yourself and have that God realization. The precondition is that you should become desireless. So God is God, reality is there. We are an individual, I am an individual. But it is my desire. So the desire should extinguish. Maybe a desire for the world or something higher or even God. In the final analysis, Baba says you have not to desire anything at all. You have to first become deserved. And to become deserving is to become desireless.